This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
He was the second quarterback drafted, and the vets always get a preferential treatment anyway. So it makes sense that you'd go the vets 1 and 2, and then Dylan Gabriel, and then Shador, especially in voluntary OTAs, right? Especially the vets that are going to show up, which is nice. That I just thought all veterans took it off, right? But turns out Joe Flacco went. Turns out other veterans actually did show up.
Yeah, it's weird. Yesterday. I mean, across the NFL, and this is kind of, we touched on it a little bit yesterday, where it was like, I wonder if they were a really good team, how they would look at this. Mm-hmm. Like, you notice Justin Jefferson has showed up for his in Minnesota. One of the best wide receivers in the game showed up. It's like, why? Well, because he's got to make a new connection with J.J. McCarthy, right? Like, there's like things they have to work on.
Yeah.
They're trying to be really competitive this year. So I think it's a case-by-case basis. But yeah, there definitely are some veterans that show up.
But I think there was this idea. There's one element of what Mary Kay said, and this is just kind of like a word of warning and a word of caution. Focus on what matters, right? Take care of what you can actually control. If they're hiding Shador to try and limit the buzz or to dissuade or distract or take away something from something, whether that's about teaching Shador something or whether that's about teaching his fans that, like, we're not going to deal with your show here, whatever it is, it sure seems like a distraction from winning. Right, like Shador can only be a distraction if you let him be a distraction. If you're like, we're going to hide Shador away, we're not going to give him any 11-on-11 reps because we got to show people that this is not the Shador show. I can't imagine why you're focusing on that in mini camps instead of just in OTAs instead of just, competing.
Listen, I don't think it was intentional, but I wouldn't put it past him. You know, yeah, like, I mean, it seems like, and just in knowing how they've operated and how they've done things, they always give off the impression that they don't care, but it seems like they always end up caring about these little things.
Well, and specific to Shador, like, I'm going to go ahead and imagine, I'm a creative guy, so maybe I'm just imagining this, maybe it's something more than I'm just imagining it. I'm going to imagine that there was a conversation about the show that happens around Shador when the Browns drafted him,
mm-hmm,
and how he's expected to be.
Yeah.
Which again, in a way, a little offensive to a guy who's grown up in football and seems to be as savvy with the media as Shador Sanders is. But again, Like if that is true, if that's what the Browns are doing at any point, we gotta tame the show around Shador. Like, that's not in the pursuit of winning.
But once again, trying to have control over something that they just don't have control
exactly.
over.
Exactly. Like, and that's like, there's an ambitiousness of the Browns' plans this offseason that might be the poison pill with when what they're trying to do, which is they're trying to run a genuine quarterback competition with four quarterbacks who each have a ding on them in one way or another, whether it's size with Dylan Gabriel, whether it's the show with Shador, right? Whether it's Kenny Pickett's tiny baby hands and his lack of success. He had team success. But his lack of touchdowns in Pittsburgh. With Joe, it's being old as hell. It's enough to try and do that. And then, hey, we're trying to develop these quarterbacks. And, oh, yeah, we're also trying to win at the same time.
So here's where I'd give him credit. Because, like, if I was listening to Stefanski, listening to us, I'd be like, it's a little unfair only because when you have four quarterbacks like this, most teams just don't have any passes for someone that's the fourth quarterback. Nonetheless, try to even have the audacity to pull off a four quarterback competition. Like, they're doing two different fields. They're running drills in two different sets. They brought 90 guys in total. Like, they're trying. I know a lot of Shador fans felt like they got slighted over this, but like, they're trying to give Shador at least opportunities. It might not be an 11-on-11 like people dreamed up, but right now he is the fourth quarterback.
I can't put it past this team to, the day when the media is there, put the quarterbacks in positions so that it looks like Flacco versus Pickett to distract us from the fact that it's a four quarterback race. Like, I think Lima this morning said, you got to whittle this down to three quarterbacks at some point. I think Daryl, when he was with us yesterday, said, we really got to get to the two guys that are going to have the main chance to win. And the reality is, no, you don't.
Well, the messaging didn't work if that's what they were trying to do next.
Well, but okay.
Because the messaging left yesterday with Flacco has the best arm out of everyone there, and wow, can he still throw it?
Well, and I think the other message was there were people who came away impressed with the little they did see of Shador.
Yeah, they did.
And I just think if you're trying to, if on top of again, it's ambitious to do a four-person quarterback battle while developing two young quarterbacks at the same time and assess their readiness and try and win. This is a big thing they're trying to do. I don't think we should underscore how ambitious that this plan is. So if you add one more stone to that pile of weight you're trying to accomplish here, which is, oh, and we got to go ahead and make sure we snuff out any of the shahype, as it were, don't. Set yourself free. Who gives a rip? Like,
well, I mean, the Browns themselves had to be surprised that people were charting OTA throws and making it as big of a deal as it was. I mean, geez, we've been doing this a while, Nick. I can't remember a time where people were charting OTA throws this.
Didn't Elliott Shore Parks do that it wasn't with Jalen. It might have been with Jalen in Philly.
If he did, I don't remember it. But we got like one example maybe.
Part of what he did last year in camp with saying how bad the offense looked?
If he did, I don't remember it. Was that this portion too? I mean, or was that even just later on in camp?
That was the joint practices.
That was the joint practices. Yeah, that is a little bit different. The joint practices, we've seen people do some of that. This is voluntary OTAs. Like, this is it's May and people are doing this. No way the Browns thought that was going
to
happen.
So this does lead us to a question. And I think it's fair right now because they're the two most popular quarterbacks in that room. So I'm not asking nationally who's more popular, because there's one guy that's going to take that easily. But in Cleveland right now, who do you think is more popular, Shador or Joe?
I think it's still Shador, but it's tough because Shador hasn't had a chance to prove anything to Browns fans. So, if there's a Browns fan that loves Shador, it's not based off of anything he's done in a Browns uniform, whereas Joe Flacco obviously did things in a Browns uniform. So there's going to be an elevated stature to Joe Flacco. But I don't think people are looking at Joe Flacco like he's here for the longest time, so I don't know that they'd be as committed to Joe.
Listen, this is by no means the end-all, be-all. We all talk to people. We all come across people in our lives. I know you talk a lot about how you like to, your father-in-law will quiz you on stuff, right? The number one name that I heard over the weekend at the cookout, and even when I went to drop my one of my kiddos off at a different cookout that we weren't going to, but
yeah,
it was Joe Flacco. And it was really interesting to hear. Like, I think the tried and true, like the devil dogs, us, the guys who watch everything. Yeah,
this is different. This is different from my experience. All right, go ahead.
But every person, especially out in the boonies where I live, everybody's invested in Joe getting this job because they haven't set sail on this season. Like, they think Joe's going to lead them to the playoffs this year.
Oh, man, I have not experienced the same conversations you have then.
Alcohol-fueled, at least on my side, if that helps.
Was that it? I wanted
maybe because not, I believe at one point somebody was like, man, I think Joe's going to take us to the playoffs this year. And I,
what, really?
I was a little keyed on Monday.
I would have knocked the alcohol off their hand and said, you've had enough.
They
you've
were
been
sober.
Overserved, sir.
They were sober, and I was not. And I said, are you bleeping kidding me?
But that, like in that, college, I bought a breathalyzer at one point, and we went around, and we would just like breathalyze each other and see, you see how high you can get, basically. Yeah. I would have gone back to those days and been like, you're gonna blow. You're gonna three times, four times the legal limit with that take.
You're legally dead.
You might That's be close to dead.
Well, no, but I think like to the and I don't want they're not casual Browns fans, but to Browns fans who do not follow the rest of the league, the last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The thing they remember of Joe Flacco, it's not like nobody remembers the Indianapolis stuff at all, though.
That's the thing. They don't remember the Texans game either. They act as if Joe Flacco just went to the beach. He was in Cancun for all last season and didn't actually play football.
He's just chilling.
He just hung out. Maybe the couch that the Browns picked him off of, he just went back to the couch, took a couple naps, and that was his 2024 season.
Given some of the elected officials, I would stay away from couches in the state of Ohio, but that's neither here nor there. 216-474-0092. You guys can vote on this right now.
He had a good time.
Who is more popular?
Can't speak for the couch.
And, well, who is more popular in Cleveland right now? Shedeur Sanders or Joe Flacco? Very early on here, but Joe's got a slight lead, about 46-43, excuse me.
If we did the thing where you had, like, I don't know, 50,000 people all at Brown Stadium, and they all got tickets for an autograph from each, you think Joe Flacco's line would be longer than Shedeur Sanders' line?
Yes.
I don't know.
If it skews young people are going to go to Shedeur Sanders, but I...
Oh, is that the split? Well, like 35 and younger are all Shedeur, and then 35 and older would all be Joe Flacco?
There's a couple more splits that we can get into there that I don't think we should. But I also will say there's a lot of leeriness of Shedeur because of his popularity, but because of the perceived sideshow that goes on with it. So I guarantee you there are people who, when we hear or when they hear us say, "Yeah, the Browns hired Shedeur yesterday," and they're like, "Hell yeah. I don't want any of the show out there for my team."
So, but this isn't a debate about who is the most, who's even the best football player. This is just about who's the most popular, which I think some people might confuse in this discussion. Like you brought up Anna Kournikova yesterday, which is like the third time I've heard a reference this week. It's like Anna Kournikova.
She's very talented.
And she was nowhere close to the number one tennis player, but people remember her for so many years. Why?
She was closer to the number one tennis player than I was.
Yes, she was.
How I always framed it.
And that's very true. But she was at certain points, she was the most popular women's tennis player, while not being anywhere close to being the best tennis player. Like Shador might end up in that bucket where he's wildly popular and nowhere close to being the very best at the sport.
Cleveland Spark saying the future is now old man. That's all I got. I'm assuming they voted Shador Sanders, but I don't know if they're old manning me or Joe Flacco, but we got that. That's the early return.
You guys
so far
are like the same age, aren't you? You're 39. He's 40.
No, so he's
a year
me.
Older than you.
I mean, he was born in, I think
he's 40 on the dot now, right? Maybe is he entering his age 41 season?
I was born in, born 85, baby. But the beginning part of 85.
So you guys are very close in age. So remember that every time you make old jokes.
Yeah, but we're not
Joe
the
Flacco.
Same sign. And I just think that's what's held us apart this whole time.
Not the same sign?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Libra. He's whatever the hell, born January 7th. Oh, he's the same sign as my twinny babes.
I didn't know you were a horoscope guy.
I'm not, but I can be.
You are in this discussion. I'll
horoscope.
Say that.
Let's see here. I don't even know what the astrological sign is here. This is riveting radio.
I'm a Taurus for whatever it's worth. And any woman,
I drove one of those ones.
If I went on a date and she was like, "So what's your sign?" I'd be like, "Well, this date's over."
He's a Capricorn, ambitious, practical, and have a strong sense of purpose. Meanwhile, as a Libra, I'm balanced, diplomatic, and seek harmony. Well, that's totally you. Some of that's true, but not most of it.
That's totally you.
Everybody, when they think about Nick Wilson,
so
they're like,
balanced.
That guy
so balanced.
Seeks
harmony.
Harmony. Like, that's the, when they're like, Nick Wilson, harmony. It's like the word association game, harmony is like number one there.
If anyone brings balance to this radio station, it's Nick Wilson.
That's true, because I balance out the rest of the weight. It's like, it's JP, Mac, and Jake on one side of the scale, and then I'm there balancing you out. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So you're surprised, though, that this is actually a conversation.
I'm surprised you're hearing it. I haven't heard the same things at all, and it doesn't mean there's obviously a million different Browns fans out there, and they're all going to have their opinions. I think it's really hard because Shador hasn't played a game yet. I also think this conversation will be entirely different 7-8 weeks into the season.
Shador will be the most popular Cleveland Brown over Browns quarterback over Joe Flacco after Joe has 2 or 3 bad games. And Shador is the number two. Actually, I think Shador has to be the number two quarterback to be the most popular quarterback in Cleveland if Joe struggles at any point.
Up until yesterday, I really didn't get much hype around Joe Flacco, though. Zach, he talked a lot about how good Joe looked, and that's reshaping a lot of things because he was there and he saw it. But, I mean, I was always under the assumption Kenny Pickett was going to win the gig, and then we were going to eventually have Shador and Dylan Gabriel after that. But, I mean, it's different.
Who is the more popular quarterback in Cleveland right now? Shador Sanders or Joe Flacco? Will have more on that. And quick hits leads off with one of the Browns' best players asking very deep question. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.